Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Janice Malone here. I want to share with you a really interesting and very informative brief chat that I did just a couple of days ago with best-selling author, public speaker, alternative medicine advocate, and also he is, of course, a friend of Oprah. And we're speaking about Deepak Chopra. And guess what? He will be in Nashville October 26th, and he will be chatting about his seminars that he's been doing throughout North America and really around the world called The Future of Well-Being. And in this workshop seminar, I should say it's not a workshop, it's really seminars, he will outline a roadmap for higher health based on the latest findings in both mainstream and alternative medicine. He will address different questions from the audience. If you are going to attend, I'll tell you about tickets in a minute here, but he will be answering, doing a Q&A after the lecture about practical ways to experience higher consciousness, transformation, and healing for our bodies, our minds, and our emotions. So again, he will be appearing at Vanderbilt University at the Langford Auditorium on October 26th. A reception starts at 5:30 p.m. It's a meet and greet. And if you are a VIP ticket holder, it does entitle you to get your book autographed, or the book is already autographed, if I'm not mistaken. Doors will open at 7 p.m. And the VIP, again, starts from 5:30 to 6. And the actual event itself starts at 7:30. So if you would like to get tickets, if you have not already obtained your ticket, you can go to Eventbrite, Brite.com. Everybody's familiar with Eventbrite. And just go type in Deepak Chopra at live in Nashville. And then it will pop up that screen. You can purchase your tickets right there online. And I do believe you can get them at the door as well. But who wants to go through all of that? Just purchase them online. And you can just go right in and just enjoy every information that you're hearing. Because I've had a chance to listen to a clip of this seminar. And it's very, very informative. So you really don't want to miss it. So I'm going to play you an excerpt from the recent interview that I did with Deepak just about 48 hours ago. And he gives some behind the scenes information about what will be discussed in some of in his seminars that will be coming up to your city, The Future of Well-Being. And I think I asked him quite a few questions here in the time that was allotted to me. It wasn't a lot of time, but anyway, let's take a listen.
Hello.
Good morning, Deepak. This is Janice Malone calling for your interview. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm just wonderful. Just full of energy here, ready to talk with you.
Okay, let's start.
Well, as everyone should know, that our followers of your social media and your books, you are enlightening and teaching everyone about the future of well-being through your workshops and lectures. So I'd like to start by asking you, in layman's terms, exactly what is conscious evolution all about?
Okay, so conscious evolution is about reaching higher states of consciousness, which means going beyond the logical mind and tapping into intuition, creativity, higher vision, transcendence, understanding the natural expression of truth, goodness, beauty, harmony, love, compassion, joy, equanimity, and ultimately getting to know yourself. That part of your being which is not in time, which is not in space, which is therefore not subject to birth or death. How's that?
I think that's a very good definition in layman's term for people like myself there. So how does one begin to get into that consciousness, and how, and what role does what we eat, what we drink, and what we think play into that way of living?
It plays a role, but you don't have to necessarily think that you have to change everything drastically to the point where it causes stress, because a lot of what we eat and drink and how we live is based on what is called cultural conditioning. And if you try and change that too rapidly, and then it can cause stress. So I would say you start with some kind of contemplative practice, like body awareness, breath awareness, what is called mindfulness, and then you go into a deeper aspect of contemplative practice, which is self-inquiry and inquiry of relationship, inquiry of your connection to the universe, and then some kind of meditation practice that helps you go to the source of thought, which is something that I'll be actually teaching when I'm there. And sometimes just starting with a meditation practice spontaneously changes your other habits.
I definitely understand that. The environment in which all of us are around, I can tell from experience that is definitely a big role factor in getting into a better consciousness, for sure.
Well, the environment is a projection of our collective consciousness. So you can't change the environment, but you can change yourself. And slowly, if enough people change, then the environment changes.
I keep reading that sciences, different elements, areas of science is in the midst of a major paradigm shift. Does that mean that science is now embracing more natural and holistic elements, or what does that mean?
Some people are finding scientific validation for these holistic practices, and slowly it is entering the mainstream, yes.
And that's very good to hear. I love that. I am a big practitioner of holistic eating and drinking and vitamins and getting in touch with nature and such. I love
great.
That. I just love
yes,
that.
Yeah, me too.
So now that you've been doing the Future of Wellbeing, what do you call them? Whether lectures or workshops or what?
I do lectures like the one I'm doing in Tennessee. Then I do workshops that last up to a week long. And we also certify teachers and doctors in California who want to get deeper into more specifics, and that takes about 2 years.
Okay. And so what type of, and I know you must have a tremendous amount of feedback, positive feedback from people who have adopted this way of living and thinking, but just one or two, I guess you could say, testimonials from people who have really learned from the Future of Wellbeing workshops.
Well, first of all, they have much more energy. On the level of, physical well-being. They feel that their body is joyful and energetic. They don't get tired. And they are engaged in their work and their social relationships. And they experience more love and compassion. And they are more carefree and not stressed. And then, of course, they want to go to the next level, which we call higher states of consciousness.
I definitely am glad to see this, because I know so many people who are, including myself, deal with stress. In fact, I was just at the doctor last month, and he was telling me how a lot of his patients
are being so stressed out just from this presidential election and all of the mayhem that's going on with that. And I just found that really, really interesting that people are allowing the election to stress them out so much. Oh, my goodness.
Well, in many cases, the leaders also reflect our consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Well, I know you have a plane to catch, and I have just really 1.5 more questions here.
Okay, go ahead.
Are there any upcoming activities or events or projects that you and Oprah are going to be working on that you can speak of right now, or what?
We have a meditation that's just being offered right now online. It's about peace and relationship. Very timely for what is happening. And so people can find out more about that when they go to ChopraCenterMeditation.com. And then, of course, Oprah will be soon resuming when the season is next season, her Super Soul Sunday. And I'm sure to be involved.
Yes, I am on the mailing list for, I've been on it for like over a year now with you guys. And just fabulous sessions. I love them.
Thank you.
And the last, I guess the last question I wanted to ask you is, what is the one thing that a person can do to start experiencing and going on the road and the journey to be having a more conscious evolution about their lives?
Ask yourself every day when you wake up, what is my life purpose and what am I grateful for? Just those two questions.
That's a good start. That is a really, and that's very simple to do. Doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
Well, Deepak, thank you so very much. I know you're very busy.
Sure.
You're en route, and I will see you and Oprah, through the meditation sessions. I'm a member.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Safe travels to you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was the one and only Deepak Chopra talking with me just a couple of days ago about his acclaimed seminar, The Future of Well-Being, and just answering a few questions, giving us a preview of what to expect if you are fortunate enough to be in the audience. And hopefully you will be, especially for those of you who are in the Nashville area. Once again, he will be there on October 26th at the Vanderbilt University Langford Auditorium, and you can get your tickets if you haven't done so already at eventbrite.com, the really popular website where you can just get your tickets, click, pay, and go. And you can do that. And so for those of you who live in other parts of the country, other parts of the world, go to Deepak's website and find out when this amazing seminar will be coming to your city. You don't want to miss it. And I'd like to thank Deepak once again for taking the time to chat with me. And I'd like to thank you for listening to this clip. And I'll talk to you and listen with you next time. Bye-bye.